Step 5. Interview questions. The interview is your opportunity to establish whether or not the candidate has the appropriate attributes for the job. This means skills, knowledge, and attitudes. It is important that some key questions are constructed during your pre-interview planning. It is beneficial to do this by reviewing the competence statements, the person specification, and the original job description so that you can ensure your questions are specific, relevant, and appropriate. However, it is also important not to become straitjacketed by them. Keep them as a framework and be prepared to deviate from them or add to them as the interview progresses. You may then formulate other questions during the interview process based on the responses given by the candidate to your initial questioning. Here are some examples of possible interview questions that probe for general attributes in any given role. Questions regarding education, qualifications, and training. What training or education have you undertaken that enables you to do your current role? What did you enjoy most about the subject or training course? What did you dislike about the subject or training course? What training has been most valuable to you and why? Questions regarding work experience. Where have you enjoyed working most? And why? What has been your most valuable working experience? What has been your most difficult work experience? And why? What do you enjoy doing most? What do you enjoy doing least? Tell me about a significant job, project, or assignment that you have worked on recently. How would your manager describe you and why? Which new skills do you think you developed in your current role? Questions regarding leadership. What have you done in order to motivate your team? How are priorities and goals set for your team? How would your team describe you and why? How have you handled any conflict within your team? What has been the most difficult staff problem you have had to deal with, and what was the outcome? Questions regarding initiative. Which aspects of your current job does someone else supervise? What types of decisions have you had to make? What do you think has been the worst decision you have made? Tell me about a time when you have had to take the initiative at work. Questions regarding resilience. How do you feel when under pressure? Tell me about a time when you failed to meet a deadline or objective. What has been your greatest disappointment and how did you handle it? How have you handled tasks that require a lot of detail with strict procedures that you cannot change? How do you respond to negative feedback or criticism? Questions regarding interpersonal skills. How do you find out what other people at work are thinking? How do you view your colleagues or your boss? What do you think is your boss's best and worst attribute? What sort of people do you most or least enjoy working with? Questions regarding the job application. How did you find out about this job? What appeals most to you about this job? And what appeals least to you about this job? What do you think you can bring to the role? And which skills will you need to develop further in order to do this job well? Effective questioning. Effective questioning skills are central to good communication. Good questions can control the direction of the conversation and enable you to draw out the information you need. They form the backbone of an interview. There are two main types of question, closed and open. A closed question will get you a single fact or a yes-no response, whereas an open question will encourage a full answer. Even though most of us know this, we often find it hard to use questions effectively in practice. So open questions will give you the fullest response. They typically start with words like who, what, why, when, where, and how. For example, what were your reasons for? They may also take the form of TED questions. For example, T, tell me. E, explain. D, describe. Don't be afraid to encourage the speaker to keep going and explore issues with further questions if you don't get a full reply first time round. Probing questions concentrate the conversation on areas of special interest. Closed questions. These are often useful for checking precise details, but if you ask too many of them, it can feel a little like a Gestapo interrogation. Examples could be, did you, is there, at what time did, is this to be, have you, and were you? If the answers you are getting are too short, or if you feel stuck, use an open question or a TED question again to get things going. Remember to keep your body language open and friendly. Questions to avoid. Leading questions. These give an indication of the answer you expect from the other person. Sometimes the word or is used with a rising tone and voice tailing off. For example, when you handed over the project, did you think it was finished or? Was the sales campaign successful or? There's nothing you want to ask, is there? Leading questions have limited use. At best, they can be used to lead the conversation to a particular subject quickly. At worst, they can be seen as manipulating the relationship and can lead to resentment. Open questions are better because they result in more valuable and honest replies. Loaded questions. These are not really questions at all, but are rather more expressions of disapproval or criticism. For example, why on earth would you want to do that anyway? Didn't you realise that that was the wrong thing to do? And finally, multiple questions. Use one question at a time and wait for the answer. Multiple questions only serve to confuse. For example, what did you think of the new procedures when they were introduced? Do you think they worked well? What problems did you foresee and how do you think you would have overcome them? Here are some further competence-based questioning techniques. Here are three simple techniques to help you develop some of these questions. 1. Content and process questions. Content questions probe for what someone has done. For example, how many members of staff did you have reporting to you? Process questions probe for how someone did something. For example, how did you cope with the pressures of that role? Plan your questions and ensure that you ask some process questions as well as some content ones. Evaluate how effective the question might be by asking yourself, what are you trying to achieve by it? Will the question highlight the existence of a required competence? SOAR questions. SOAR questions, S-O-A-R, enable you to probe deeper into a particular situation or experience to help identify a required competence. S is for situation. Tell me about a situation when. O is for objective. What were your objectives for this situation? A is for action. What action did you take to achieve your objectives? And R is for results. What were the results? Technique number 3 is past, present, and future questions. Past. Probe for details of past history or experience relevant to the role or a specific competence. Present. Probe for the candidate's perceptions of their own current strengths and development areas as far as the vacancy is concerned. And future. Probe for the candidate's perspective of the role and their future career. Finally, questions are only useful if you listen to the replies. Make sure you leave the individual enough time and space to think before answering your questions.